important worldwide movement. Very cautiously, very intelligently, we should use our resources, intelligence. This is a worldwide movement. And feeling our present. There is obstacle. And it is genuine. There is no doubt about it. No doubt about it. We are not going to do it. I am confident. And with this confidence I went to your country. And why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's? There is substance. So many rascals are going and talking nonsense. They are becoming successful. Why not Chaitanya? That was my comment. Otherwise, I never expected that I shall be able to write so many books and it will be so much appreciated. It is wonderful appreciation. Is it not?
Yeah, yes.
I never expected. I thought they will hear me if I say all this nonsense to them. But to them it is nonsense.
By these appreciations?
They say, bare nonsense. They cannot appreciate.
Yeah. There's never been such appreciation of one author's work before. It's just amazing.
Even our own men are taking our mission more seriously now that these appreciations have come. They are understanding more how this is the only hope for the whole world.
Yes,
very grave work.
That's a fact. Lokasya janata vidyan chakri sampa. I know this one. We are giving a light which is unknown in the world. That's a fact. Lokasya janata vidyan chakri sampa. Anartha vasamam sakshat bhakti yogam madat. It is the secret of making the world happy. Anartha. Simply they have created unwanted things. And people are suffering. So we have to cut down these anarthas, unnecessary, unwanted things. This is the only thing. There is better for you. First part? No, there is no Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad.
Oh.
First part.
We don't have it. We've got a first canto.
Anartha vasamam
sakshat. Oh, yeah.
It's like you say, it's a new culture. Our art paintings one day will be seen all over the world. Just like now, they hang art paintings in all government buildings.
This purpose. People are suffering by their concocted culture. Suffering. Guru Maharaj wanted this. Actually, it is his mission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. But I have tried sincerely. I am not qualified, but only qualification is that I tried to do the best. That's that much qualification. I had faith in their program and I thought I shall try my best, whatever capacity I have. Yes. Jasya devi paravati, jasya devi paravati. Little confident that why? If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants it, may Guru Maharaj wants it, why do you not say this? Let him try. Mukam karati bachalam pangam langhayate girim. A dumb man can become orator. It is like that. I never thought that they would pray so much. But it is possible. Munkam karati bhasala.
Yeah.
A dumb man can become orator. And a lame man can cross over the mountain. Jatkipata mahangamande si gunam dhirnuka. By the mercy of Guru it is possible. These are not stories, they are fact. That is spiritual life.
Jai Prabhupada.
Jai. Chanting, the prescription is there, but I am trying in a humble way to present it. That's it. I have no power. But the order is there. People do not know it. Therefore, this Bhagavat is presented. Now, give it to me. Our credit should be that we are giving the statement of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, that's all. Not as it is. Medicine is there already. It is not that I am manufactured the medicine. But we are administering in the proper way. That would be. We cannot make any medicine. Medicine is already there. But we don't make any adulteration as it is. We are adulteration. That's what is coming out here. What did I see?
Research how to get new sources of food.
No.
Reader's Digest, that life after death.
Life after death.
Oh.
They do not believe. Western countries, they do not believe. They like that.
Oh.
They are making research.
Well, if it comes in a scientific presentation, then they
what is
accept.
This scientific presentation? It is a simple thing. Krishna is giving the example to the hunter. The child is changing body to boy. Very simple thing. But the brain is so dull, they cannot understand.
It is too subtle for them to see or measure with their blunt senses. So therefore they do not accept it. They think of it as just fate.
That is less intelligent. We accept, even we do not understand thoroughly, but Krishna says, authority, yeah, Shruti, we believe.
They have too much bad experience being cheated, so they don't believe anyone. In America...
Why you should be cheated when Krishna says? Krishna is not cheating.
They would say, how do you know God said that? Just because it is written in a book, how do you know?
No, it is not in the book, it is accepted. All the authorities.
But they would question everything.
That is another thing.
It requires faith, ultimately. Some faith.
Especially in America today.
You must have. Because you have no faith in authorities. Therefore, you are doubt.
Because all their authorities have cheated them. The president has cheated them. The bankers have cheated
them. They are not authorities. Authorities mean those who are in the parampara system. Even parampara.
Of course, in America, they have no experience with saintly men. There have never been a saintly man in the history of America.
What? Yes.
They don't know the meaning of saintliness.
But they then know why they accept Lord Jesus Christ. But they do not believe even Jesus Christ.
No, they don't believe.
It's like you say, Jesus said, "Thou shalt not kill," and they started off by killing him.
Yes.
And ever since then, they have continued their killing.
Yes. Their intelligence is so sad. This is the basic principle of their civilization.
They found some books now that they consider, theologians consider that they are books of the Bible that were omitted by the early Christian church to keep the people in ignorance, where it's, Jesus states very clearly, no meat.
What book is that?
The Essene Gospel of John the Baptist. It was translated from the original Aramaic scrolls, and it's in the Vatican Library, but yet the Vatican doesn't...
I've met some vegetarian Christians.
In this,
say, Jesus, I met him in Los Angeles when I was
very strong. He was very strong as a vegetarian.
It says in the Acts of the Apostles, they stopped the Gentiles from taking anything with blood.
Yeah, vegetarian. I met vegetarian Christians, and they say, "Thou shalt not kill," so they don't kill anything, at least any animal.
Very small minority.
Yeah, they're a very small group.
No, they are killing their own babies in defiance of the Pope.
Yes. I'm eating the fetus. So civilized. Advanced. Scientist. That's ludicrous.
There was another, they found another book where Jesus spoke about reincarnation, about transmigration of the soul, but that was also omitted by the early, when Jesus set up the disciplic succession.
What book is that?
I read it in a theologian's thing.
No,
they have
knows
some,
about
yeah, they hide them.
Guys, gospel.
That's not accepted.
See, there's no disciplic succession, so no one can really know the actual truth.
Yeah, the disciplic succession was overthrown early in the Christian church.
After 60 years, they had a meeting, and then they omitted certain teachings.
That's when they added the philosophy that you get one chance, it's either go to heaven eternally or go to hell eternally. Jesus actually, some people are saying Jesus never taught anything like that, but when the early church changed everything to keep the people in ignorance and keep their own position, they added that feature, that unless the people surrendered to them, they would go to hell.
Actually, there's a new movie in America which shows that Jesus was not even religious. He was political, revolutionary, trying to overthrow the Roman government, and his followers created the myth. And this is becoming a popular idea.
That is another concoction, see.
Nobody knows.
That's it.
Because there's no...
That's the real point of that movie, is that there is no way to know anymore. Any theory now can be presented.
But at least, if you look at what's there in most of the Bibles, anyway, the beginnings of Christ's movement, just like our own movement, all his men gave up all their material possessions, they went out and preached, and that was his general teaching too, that they should not worry for anything, because God is supplying to everyone, even the birds and beasts, so why should they worry? Just go out and preach. That was his basic teaching to his 12 apostles.
That is faithful life in God. Why the preacher should be bothered about maintaining himself?
Yeah. Actually, there are some good lessons to learn from them, because they were persecuted. They were killed by the government, even. But they didn't give up their faith. They remained very faithful, the early Christians.
Yes.
And also, later missionaries went all over the world alone, to Africa, all countries of the world, converting people, although it was very difficult. So they had a very good missionary spirit, formally. When I went to Fiji, I saw many Christian churches in Fiji. Right next door to the house where Vasudev lives, there is a Christian tabernacle,
yeah.
And they wake up every morning at 4:30 and they have hymns. Very early, same practice as we have, but it's Christian hymns.
Of course, along with all that, though, they're allowed to please their senses in any way that they like. So their teaching doesn't really have much benefit for anyone. They're still doing all kinds of simple activity. Now their idea is that if you accept Jesus, it means that you can carry on doing as many simple activities as you like. But Jesus is going to take all the sinful reaction.
Yeah, he died for us. So why should we suffer?
Yeah.
He said, Christ is a contractor.
Yeah.
They said, our religion is very good. If we simply have faith in Jesus Christ, we can do everything.
Let Christ continue suffering and we'll enjoy.
In Aurobindo Ashram, the same thing. Aurobindo said that you simply think of me, then you feel.
One of our party went to this Pondicherry. He said the whole thing is simply propaganda. There's nothing there.
Where? Auroville.
In this Auroville.
What is Auroville?
It's a village.
They're building a city. You've never heard of it? Worldwide, Auroville, building a city of spiritual life.
Where? What part of the world?
Aurobindo.
It's in
South India. On the coast. Pondicherry.
Who goes there? Westerners?
Oh, yeah. That's all that's there now, but there's only about 20 of them.
Really?
Yeah, very few. And they asked our men, because people started to become attracted and asking and looking at our books. So the in charge asked our men, please leave. Yes. But there's
dangerous.
Nothing there. They're
you
trying
are dangerous.
Yes. They're trying to imitate our Mayapur project, but they have failed. Trying to make a community. And they're very much hated by the local people because they are not following any regulative principle. They drink, they smoke.
They drink?
Oh, yes.
So it's just a bluff.
It's just a bunch of hippies now who are there. Yeah, it's a complete bluff.
You ought to be no other hippie.
Yes.
He has that long hair.
Yes.
And he was victimized by that mother.
Yes.
She brought, she was young. And she brought money, and Aurobindo was killed. In the beginning, he had some yogic practice. But since that mother came, woman can conquer any rascal.
Yes.
So she conquered, and then nobody was allowed to see any secluded meditation. Only this mother was alive. She would supply food, and nobody could see. And she would give darshan only one day in the year.
Yes, right, one day.
He would not speak with anyone. And the disciples were advised, simply think of Aurobindo. We have nothing. So you had been there?
I didn't go, but our library party, on their way to South, they stopped there because they thought maybe they could sell a standing order.
They did not.
Well, they were quite shocked to find that the whole thing is a bluff. The propaganda about this Auroville just does not exist. They only have a few houses, and it's simply a few hippies who live there.
They make it out to be such a big project.
They said our Mayapur project
is the only
was more advanced.
This is the only movement now. All these other attempts have completely failed, at least in America. All the Indian teachers that have come to America being exposed.
But this transcendental meditation is like
6 million.
Well, that's big. Because you don't have to give up anything. I met some of my old friends in New York, and I debated with them. And their philosophy is that this transcendental meditation is based on natural process of God consciousness. And our effort is all artificial. We are giving up meat, giving up sex. This is artificial. Their philosophy is that if you continue meditating, one day automatically you'll give up these things. So why do it prematurely? Just keep transcendent.
If one day you have to give it up, why not give it up prematurely?
Give it up when you are that by the transcendental meditation, 20 minutes a day, automatically you are purifying yourself naturally. Therefore, that is more perfect.
Now, if I can purify immediately, what is wrong?
Oh, he says it creates stress. By doing it artificially, no, you create too much stress.
We do not feel any stress. You feel. Because you are unable to do it. But we don't feel.
No,
we have given up since our spiritual master has said we have given up. Immediately. But you cannot do it, say.
That's it. And there is envious, so he cannot. So therefore he's trying to find fault. He says you are creating so much stress that you are actually blocking your mind from the higher realms
of
meditation.
That is, you are saying our mind is not blocked. You are making progress. You are saying that because you cannot do it. That is your deficiency. We can do it immediately.
He can only do 20 minutes a day.
That is the goal that you have to give up. So you give up immediately. Without any difficulty.
But they're making propaganda against this transcendental meditation also. Mm. Now, the biggest Christian preacher in America, his name is Billy Graham. Mm. He's a good friend of former President Nixon. Mm. Very wealthy. And he has stated publicly that this transcendental meditation...
See, it's practical.
These people, though, who follow these processes, they don't dedicate their lives.
No.
They follow it for 2 years, then they get married and they forget the whole thing. While they're students...
It's a hobby.
College.
That's all. But
in college, they do it. And when they're out of college, they get married and go to work, they forget it. Because so many problems.
Many ordinary businessmen and middle-class people have spent the money and practiced transcendental meditation for a little bit.
It's a course.
And they say it has helped them. It has given them peace of mind for a little bit.
That can be temporary.
But there's one Hatha Yoga teacher from India who's a little well-known.
Yeah, Yogi Bhajan?
No, he's different. He's a sex teacher. But there's this one other Hatha Yoga teacher. I can't remember his name. He's the Vishnu Devananda.
Oh, I met him.
And he is publishing pamphlets against Maharishi. That this is completely bogus. In the name of meditation, it is completely fraud, bluff, bogus. And he mails out these pamphlets all over America. He takes out ads in the newspapers trying to expose that this is not according to any Indian scripture.
Yes, that's a fact.
But his movement is so nonsense, he has women sannyasis. Swami Maya Devi. I've seen a picture of his advertisement, join our camp.
Woman sannyasi, Ramakrishna sannyasi.
He's, what is it, Shivananda?
It's the divine light. The
divine light. They advertise, come to our summer camp for yoga practice, and our women will teach you. They are swamis.
His students sued him one time because he preaching Brahmacharya.
I've seen that sannyasi kissing woman on the street.
On the street?
Yes. He came to see me in London, and I saw in the street there was a woman, he's kissing. I've seen sannyasi.
Rajneesh makes women sannyasis too. They all have sex lessons.
Rajneesh make husband and wife sannyas. That we saw that Pune.
Yeah. we stayed at one man's house, and his brother was a former
resident.
After a day and a half, Prabhupada convinced the guy that Rajneesh was just a rascal. He came that morning we left, and he admitted Rajneesh was just a rascal and he was just cheating everyone. Neo said yes, thank you.
Seems as soon as these people die, like this Sai Baba, Maharishi, then their movement will be finished.
Another rascal will come.
Yeah, now there's another Sai Baba. He has the same hairs and everything. He's in competition.
Really?
And he's called something else. He's also from the south.
He does magic?
Yeah, same type of thing.
With the ash coming from his dhoti.
Yeah, but Sai Baba is under fire now. Because they say that he produces small things, which you can hide in his robe. So they ask, why can't you make a big thing?
Like a motorcade.
Like they said, a big pumpkin or something big. Why only apples and oranges and small things? Why don't you make a big thing? Some scientists at Bangalore University, they have started
this. He doesn't do that.
No. He says, I have come, you can accept me or reject me.
Some people say that they put a picture of him on their altar and honey drips from the picture and they collect it and it gives them help.
His bodily feature is just like Rakhas.
Oh, yeah. Ugly. And in Jagannath Puri, I saw one shop which was selling pictures of him. One of the pictures, he was wearing cosmetics like a woman. His hair was cropped like a woman. It was the most ugly thing
and
I ever saw.
And it was called the Universal Mother. It's a picture of Sai Baba looking like a woman. And then they put the Universal Mother.
This Harun Kanti Ghosh, he wears a ring. Sai Baba ring. He is wearing. We always make joke with him. This is not Mahaprabhu. How you can wear this? This is foreign. So he laughs. We make joke with him. Why you are wearing this ring? This is not in your custom to follow this.
He's hot for it.
Yes.
But he has got this.
Oh, yes.
Love for it.
He does.
This Maharishi, he is capturing American money, but he's not using it to spread Indian culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You are the only one who is using that formula. American wealth, Indian culture.
Yes.
This Maharishi is using American wealth, Maharishi culture. He's not doing anything valuable with his money.
He's increasing his own name, I'm sure.
Vegas. Yes.
This brainwashing.
No, they're brainwashing. They're making brainwashing. They're from garbage, newspaper, scrap, they make food.
Oh, scientists. I said.
And you said that they're drinking their own urine?
Yeah, the astronauts.
Is it fat?
Yes. They recycled it.
They recycled it. But after they passed urine, they put it through a machine that was supposed to purify it, and then they could drink it again.
And you still have to go to the mass. Just see how degraded they have become. Mm-hmm. Drinking, urine, they are going to mass and bringing report. All false propaganda. To keep the prestige of the scientist.
Yeah, it's just it's a colossal.
Well, they'll go on and on with their bluffs. They will bluff, they will try to bluff that they are creating life. Just like they bluff they've gone to other planets.
Everything bluff. I never believe them. I never believe them. When my busy janitor, I have 10 years before, I have already rejected.
Yeah.
Simply bluff.
Yeah, you've written many times in your books that we will never accept this. They have gone to other planets and found them empty.
So, both Arundhati and Palika, they are in period.
Yeah.
So, this guy, Anu...
Abby Rama's wife.
Why? She knows...
She knows how to cook, yeah. She got trained up by Colleen.
In the cooker, as she cooked today.
Yeah.
What to do?
This was
suitable. They both at the same time? Every month?
Usually.
No. So, the today's standard is nice. Because she must take instruction, or you do it. This was all right. We shall continue this standard for the time being.
Yeah.
Yes. So if she is not come back, then where from they got this population?
Well, that man from Haridaspur went and got that. That Prabhu Swarup, he went and got the Muri.
Where from?
I don't know. I couldn't make head or tail of what he was saying.
I see. Is it press?
He just said he went out and begged some from somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, begged from some house.
That's what I made out from. But this boy should be back very soon. The boy that went out to do the shopping should be back very soon. They took a van.
There was one question I had, Srila Prabhupada. You have written in the third volume of the first canto different instructions for the age of Kali, how there'll be compulsory marriage, and so on and so on. And you mentioned about the gold standard, that this is very bad, this artificial standard of monetary exchange.
Oh, yes, very bad.
In the future, this is something that we should try to correct.
We should introduce coin, real money.
Real gold coins. No paper.
Anyone has got money, it is fact. What is this nonsense? Keeping some paper and thinking that he has got money. How cheating it is from government side. And therefore artificial inflation. You can print. So the price is increased. Because you haven't got to pay him real money, you print and pay him, and you will ask, give me this money, then I will supply. All I take, you print and pay.
Well, it's definitely a means that the government has for controlling, because they can withdraw money, pull it back out of circulation by increasing the interest that banks give, or they can get more money in
anything. Done artificially.
Yes.
Actually, they can't.
They control the amount of money, interest on loans, It's all standardized from what they call the Federal Reserve System. This was introduced in the during the Depression by the bankers.
Whatever they do, when you receive money in the paper, it has no value. Bad money. And it is bad money. It is not good money.
Actually, most purchasing in America is done on credit now. Even a step beyond paper money is credit. No money. Buying on no money. Loans.
That is in India also.
We don't find these things in Vedic culture too much. Oh, now one thing is...
There is never paper money.
No, they used to...
Their barter system. You have got rice, I have got something else. So, I give you something, you give me something.
But there isn't... Inflation still possible even with coins?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have gold coins,
mm-hmm.
Isn't inflation still possible?
No, gold is acceptable by everyone.
The main point is the barter system.
Yeah, well, its value is recognized by what it can by its purchasing power.
Yeah.
So you can alter what... Say, like, you have one gold coin, you can alter what it...
No, if you introduce a real... metal coin, then there will be no inflation.
There's only a certain amount of metal.
Yes, sir. The exchange, the more demand, more price. So, suppose here is a spectacle. I'm demanding 10 rupees. So, both of your customer. And you are asking for this spectacle, then I am increasing my price. So if you can pay me by printing paper, you will accept any price. That means artificial price is increased. Is it not?
Yes.
So the idea is that with coins, the man who has the goods,
suppose he has got 10 coins, you have got 10 coins. I'm wanting 15 coins. So there will be no competition. I have to accept either from you or you 10 coins.
Right, because there's only that much money.
If I increase price, and if you print, if you have got power to print, all right, take 15 coins.
Yeah,
15. But you print and pay me. But if the gold, the coin is there, you cannot increase on that.
He can't increase the price of the product in the man who's got, and there's because there's only a certain amount of money there.
Well, I can increase the price provided you pay me. But by printing it is easier.
Yeah.
But if you have to collect coins, that will be difficult. So there will be no artificial increase of
money. Yeah, coins is a check.
Yeah.
On charging too much.
That is one thing. And these rascals, they're artificially printing paper as money. And I am a rascal, I am demanding more because I have got customer.
Yeah.
The difference between Vedic culture and the Krishna conscious culture and the modern culture is very, very dramatic, very big difference. So the transforming of society...
And besides that, if we concentrate in farm project, there will be no need of exchange. Because I will be satisfied with my products, that's all. There is no need of exchange. Whatever I need, I get in my farm.
Weaving.
Everything I get. So I haven't got to go outside for exchange. If you are satisfied in your farm, I'm satisfied. There is no question of exchange. There's no need of artificial. Since banking, everything will collapse. Automatically. There is no money. Who is going to keep money in the bank?
Who needs it?
So this artificial way of banking, that will also collapse.
This is revolutionary.
It's very hard for the mind to
simply do this.
Such a dramatic transformation of society.
Whatever maybe, we should be satisfied locally by our food, by our cloth, by our milk. That's all. Let the whole world go to hell. We don't care. If you want to save yourself, you do this. There is an example. See. If you want artificial life, city life, and hellish life, you do. But we shall live like this. This is the idea.
But still, we're going out to attract people to come to our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We're still going out to attract people to come and live like us.
Yes.
Well, even more than that, we know that we have the secret to real life. So it's our duty to actually, just like you say,
that is preaching.
The surgeon.
That is preaching.
He must cut.
Yeah.
He must, the doctor must save the patient. It's his duty.
Not artificial duty. Budge out.
When one is when one actually has the power, he can do that.
Yeah.
So our business, by our preaching now, we have to try to establish a Krishna consciousness government first.
You said
through the democratic system.
You said think in terms of the whole world, not just one nation. Yeah. That is our preaching.
Yeah.
So you are training us to think very big, global.
We keep the idea, this style of life. You learn and do it.
Yeah.
I'm not encroaching upon your independence. But if you want to be happy, you follow. This is our first. Apuni Achari Prabhuji Vedasi. You behave very ideally and people will learn. But this can be possible only on the basis of Krishna consciousness. If you make minus Krishna consciousness this thing, it will never be possible. Then it will not be possible. All these schemes will be successful if there is Krishna consciousness.
Only if the chanting and prasadam is there.
Prasadam, deity worship, devotional life, then it will be.
Yeah, Gandhi could never implement his program.
It nobody can.
Failure.
They simply, even in, what is it, Mars, he could not.
No.
There is no real attraction, artificial, by force.
Yeah.
Here the real attraction is Krishna. So other things he doesn't mind. Let there be little income, I don't mind.
A devotee is actually getting a higher taste. He's getting some real enjoyment, so he doesn't care for that.
Unless there is enjoyment, he cannot stay.
Yeah.
But that enjoyment is Krishna.
That chanting is enough. It's just so much
nature. No, everything, deity worship, chanting, kirtan, preaching, publishing, distributing, everything.
This requires super intelligence. Just like, say, in Los Angeles, there are 200 devotees. Mm. It is taxing our brains how to give proper engagement to every one of them.
This engagement, go and sell books.
Some
that engagement is already
yes,
there.
Yes, but some are not qualified. Some householders.
It is not the cosmic call. It doesn't matter whether he sells one book or 100 books. It doesn't matter. Let him be engaged. That's all.
That's what I'm saying. To find the proper engagement, the best utilization of every man.
Very good engagement. Very good engagement. Go door to door. I don't mind if you know self. But you have gone. That's all. I don't mind. It is not business because you could not sell anything, your salary, you dismiss. No, there is no such question.
But then they feel dissatisfied. Then they would prefer to do something else where they can perform better. They can accomplish something more.
No.
Our devotees tend to work on a fruited basis.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get some result from their activity, they become discouraged.
In other words, sometimes...
Now, who says that you don't bring money.
No, I'm...
But I'm not discouraging you, even if you don't bring money.
Yes. Yeah.
When we took sannyas, you told us to go door to That's door. Right. We brought some fruits and some change, and Prabhupada was very satisfied. Yeah.
No, I mean, it is practical that if a man comes with artistic talents, then I will try to engage him as an artist. If a man different talents...
There must be engagement.
Right.
Either as an artist or bookseller.
According to their different talents.
Nobody should be allowed to keep himself lazy. That is not good.
So I'm saying...
That is, find out this one. Oh, he's taking out.
Thank you. I can get another...
And they will be successful.
Yes, why not?
If they're sincere, they will be successful.
So it is little taxing.
Not taxing.
But to engage...
I was doing alone this. I was printing back to Godhead and going to the press. I was writing, I was posting.
In one room you had many corners for your different projects.
If you have hundreds and hundreds of devotees in one center, then you have to be concerned with their spiritual life, how they're engaged, how they're supported.
Yeah,
so the more people that come, the more intelligence is required to manage.
We can accommodate more people also. There's no division.
Our Mayapur
I'm
can
saying,
hold 500 men. No. That,
already.
No, you said that one building,
yeah.
We can hold 500 men. Yeah. So we are waiting for these men. If they have so many extra men for taxing, then send them here.
No, that's not the point at all. Oh.
What was that resignation? At first you wanted?
Yeah. What? Sadhguru. Niyata. Niyata kuru karmatam karma jayo jakarma na. Sarira jatra pite na prasiddheta karma na.
And I'm thinking that by selling all these books gradually, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people will want us to give them some advice. They'll want to elect Krishna conscious leaders. They'll want us to guide the society. So it will require great intelligence to...
That's all we have to know where he is. Then we can give. What is his position? Then we can give him. It's like diagnosis. You have to see what is the disease.
Yeah.
Then we give medicine.
One of the symptoms of the disease is that all of the people are engaged in artificial work. And the whole world is interdependent. There. So it's a very complex system of world trade, world finance.
We have nothing to do with that.
But since the rest of the world is going on like that, then to transform it.
You are embarrassed. You come to us, live with us, you get your food, and whatever service you can do, that's all. Come here. That's all. You send in one of our farms or in temple, let him be trained up. And if he is actually serious, then have engagement. There is no difficulty. If you want that I shall work in this way, that is not possible. You have to work in our way. Then there is unlimited opportunity.
Another verse?
Niyata.
Niyatam kuru kama twam kama jayo hi kama na sarira yatrapi jatena prasidyad kama na. Perform your prescribed duty, for action is better than inaction. A man cannot even maintain his physical body without work.
Krishna never says that you sit down, lazy. You must work. And that is interest. How to engage a person in someone? That requires governing body. That is interest. They should be ready to work, and your intelligence will engage you. And there is sufficient.
Yes,
why you are constructing so many centers? There is enough work to do. Just like here, the people are coming, And each one can be preached, each one can be convinced with the philosophy.
In India, there are 500,000 villages. So we need so many men.
Yes, and we want to that all these village people may come daily and hear and chant Hare Krishna.
They were in Assam, one of our traveling parties, and they met a Gaudiya Math temple managed by Madhav Maharaj. Mm. And there were three or four brahmacharis in a village, and they had the whole village actually engaged. Mm. They saw some of the activities. So they were engaged in making the village Krishna Khan in their way. Mm. So similarly, we can do the same.
Yes.
It's like Gaurav Govind, he's bringing many villagers here.
He's a good preacher.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing nice.
And there's 500,000 such villages all over India. And they're more pious. In Sundarban, when Bhavananda went to the Sundarban jungle, they had tremendous reception.
Yes.
Very good reception.
Everywhere.
And yet there's no roads, there's no lights there, nothing is
India
there.
India is good faith.
Yes.
India is good faith.
At least we can use 100 travel. You once told me and Kamal that we should have 100 jeeps and send them all over India. Mm. 100 jeeps.
Now you're saying that it is there is possible to talk to jeep.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Even if we cannot speak local language, it's still will be easy.
Yes. And all of our magazines, at least in Bengal, are being sold within the villages.
Mm-hmm. To organize the whole world to cheating, then it seems we can be given the intelligence to organize it for Lord Chaitanya.
You can also cheat them. From Maya's way, bring them to Krishna's way. Mm. That's all. That is also cheating. Tell them, yes, you live like this.
In Assam, there's excellent field.
Mm-hmm. In Assam?
Yes, they're all Vaishnav. They worship Lord Chaitanya.
Especially in Manipur.
Yes, especially in Manipur. There we could not go, though. Mm. Our men were not allowed to, they could not get a permit. They got as far as Shillong. They did 15 standing orders in a few days there. They were only there for a few days. That used to be a British capital.
Where?
Shillong.
Shillong, yes.
Very beautiful city, they said. And they sold books to at least one dozen bookstores. They took Bhagavad Gita's. They did very well in Assam. Mm-hmm. In 10 days, they did 26 standing orders in three cities. Guwahati, Shillong, and then Siliguri, mm-hmm. in northern Bengal.
This is very much astonishing. That they do not touch religious books, but our books.
Yes. Yes. They have no budget to purchase religious books. Mm. They only want technical books. But when they see our books, they cannot say no. That has been the response.
Spiritual potency.
Technical books. That my nephew Govinda. He is a watch repair.
Oh yes, he fixes our watches.
Ah.
We go to him.
So he has written one book about his experience, and he's selling like anything because it is technical.
Yes.
Yeah. He gets for every edition 3,000, 5,000 like that. That is his extra income. But because it is technical,
yes.
What is?
Especially in India now, that's all they want to read is anything on technology, any field.
No, in the...
They have been brainwashed.
Oh, Western country also.
They Indian
Western
is...
Western country, now, this higher English, higher mathematics, higher philosophy, no student admission. Nobody's going. They're going to close.
Yeah, philosophy and all the arts.
Now, anything higher study, don't care.
It's true. Technical studies and business.
I agree, but he's not getting any employment. Nobody's interested. What is the use of higher mathematics? We have to have money.
Physics, computer technology, all these things.
And they're prepared to spend lakhs. Some of these technical books cost more than 100 rupees a volume.
Yeah, they're charging.
But they'll buy them.
What is the use of philosophizing? Do you mean that Professor O'Connor?
Yeah.
He came to me. So why don't you give some students? Many, he's going to be dismissed very soon. But he has no student.
He came and asked Prabhupada, why don't we send our men to the university?
I could understand his position. Now he's going to be dismissed.
No, it's a fact that people go to college in America, but they cannot get good jobs when they graduate. If they have not taken specialized training in engineering or something
that is technical.
But if they have a general education, they cannot get a good job.
And this is Maya's kick in India, is that they read these books, they go to school, and when they come out, there's no job.
No job.
And they have to become these, they work in the hotels, the five stars. Hotel work.
No, there is a news. For 500 posts, there are 3 lakhs applicants.
In the railways.
In the railways. There are 500 posts vacant, and the application was 3 lakhs. Mm-hmm. Every time, this is it. Many educated, therefore they become nationalites.
Yes. These nationalites come from the educated classes.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Terrorists,
communists.
Regular dacoits, thieves, rogues, paying, otherwise kill you. And you don't kill you.
That's the trend then everywhere, because unemployment is increasing.
And especially in your country, it will be dangerous because it's black. If they don't get employment, they will create havoc. These blacks.
Yes.
They're not civilized.
No.
They want money, and if they don't get money, then they will create havoc.
Money and liquor.
Yeah. If they do get money, they just buy it.
Money they get, but they can leave, but there is no culture. They want liquor. So these rascals do not know how we are making human civilization. They do not see that without any fixed income, we are maintaining such a huge establishment all over the world, without any fixed income. How we are doing? We are not thieves, we are not rogues. We are all gentlemen.
In India they say the CIA is funding you.
Yeah. They may say anything, but actually what we are.
In America they are supporting the unemployed through federal and state welfare, which is paid for by tax money. So the more the unemployment increases, the more the taxes have to increase. Otherwise these people will starve.
And thousands of people live off the welfare checks.
There's big scandals in America about cheating on the welfare rolls to get free money from the government.
Yes.
That's a big scandal in America. Very difficult to control because there are so many people involved.
I remember in England that was a big thing too, the welfare state. So many people, they're not working and they're getting more money from the government by not working than they were by going to work.
So years ago, there was a scandal in the States, and in the Midwest, they found a family who was receiving a total of $30,000 a year in welfare checks. $30,000.
This problem practically ruined Australia's economy. 5 years ago, Australia was a very wealthy country.
Yeah.
And then they elected a new government, socialist government. And they began increasing all sorts of benefits, pensions, welfare benefits. And millions of people, not millions, but many working people stopped working because it was easier just to get the free money. In this way...
You should be very careful because you are giving free prasadam. Similarly, a lazy fellow may not come and take free prasadam.
Yes.
That's what engagement must be there.
Yes.
Otherwise, this lazy fellow will come, sleep and take prasadam.
In Mayapur, we feed free during the week on Saturday, Sunday, and during the week we feed those who work. Those who work, then we feed those who do service.
Yeah, one day, 2 days, we give prasadam. Yes. But regularly we give prasadam and they remain lazy.
So in Australia, they kicked out the government, completely kicked them out,
okay,
and had a new government formed. This, because they had created a huge debt, federal debt. They were spending much more money than they had, and they were simply increasing the taxes more and more. So the people just kicked them out.
It is closed?
Yes. Yeah, the year before they got kicked out, I was distributing magazines at one political rally. The Prime Minister came to Perth, and when he came there, all the farmers came, and they were so angry. They were throwing rotten eggs at him and tin cans and all kinds of things.
The farmers.
Yeah.
They devalued the Australian dollar very much. The Australian dollar used to be worth maybe
more than American
$1.40.
Yeah, at least.
Yes.
Or $1.60. Now it is almost equal.
Oh, so much.
Yes, they had to do that because their economy was ruined. He had taken away. His man was crazy. He had taken away all the tariffs, so that foreign countries were supplying their products in Australia, and the local businessmen were going out of it. Local manufacturers were going out of business. So many problems. And they're so proud of their modern culture, modern education and advancement, but they're being blackmailed by the Arabs. The Arab countries are considered very undeveloped, and the Western world is so proud how advanced they are. Yet they are being now blackmailed by the Arabs for oil. So what is the use of their advancement? But now they are have to, whatever the Arabs want, they have to do.
I think he's not retiring. He's gone forever.
Who?
David Darwin. Oh, no, he's back.
No, they want the,
he
just,
was back.
So I just let him be.
Just now, woman was in
the... They have become completely dependent on oil.
Anything artificial, it will break. You cannot make a scheme of mental concoction. That is not ideal. You take standard, it is very good. The whole world is in chaotic condition because there are so many artificial ways of living.
You want some channa?
Hmm?
She said she has, they brought some fresh channa. Do you want some of that too?
With the peanuts.
Separate.
the reason is their real business they forgot. They are trying to be happy by adjusting this external energy. They do not know what is happiness, what for happiness is meant for, nothing. Simply are manufacturing ideas which is external. Durasa.
Do you want the peanuts roasting and ghee or just dry roasting?
No, that, it is roasted.
No, they're not, they didn't get already roasted.
Dry roasted.
So they're roasted in the shells.
Mm-hmm. Roasted in the sand?
Well, I think that's how they do it.
Yeah, they take
that
the...
Then it is all right.
Yeah,
so it's just dry roast from the shells, or it's all
that's
right?
That's how, get out from the sand.
You don't want them heating or anything?
No.
They roast it in the sand.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
Yes, dry roast.
The nature's law is that if you are not Krishna conscious, you will be put into trouble. That's right. The law is there. That is Daivijesha Gunamai, Mama Maharaja. You cannot survive.
They're always being harassed.
And they are trying to save harassment by nature's law. That is important. There is ahankara vimura, rascal, and under false prestige, they are trying to save them. And ultimately, crushed, death, struggling. Now, last word, death. Finish. Now, according to your karma, all right, you just become a tree. Finish? Stand up here for 5,000 years. This is nature. And these rascal scientists have no knowledge of this. Where from the tree comes, why the tree is standing here for 5,000 years and I have a good car? Why this defense opposition? He is also living in today. They have no brain. That is also living in today. Now, this tree is dead. Dead means that it has life. So where from the life came? Who made him a tree and he made him a prime minister? Who made him? They cannot answer all these questions, simply blindly following their own mental hunger. Murana vijanati mame papparam vayam padhite kriyamana neko nahi karma. Everything is there. Μα εντάξει, είναι ακολουθή, έρχεται σε τσεράσερο, ήρθουν είναι ακολουθή, για τον πι, παιδιά. Του κέρδισε φορά, δεν είναι σκάφη. By illusion, everyone is thinking, my these happy days will go. So one slap, get out, began a tree. This is all imagination, mythology, I'm finished. There's a Russian threat concluded, and this life finished everything. One says once, everything is finished, because this so-called happy life is finished. Very dangerous to do this. To keep the human society in darkness. Mm-hmm. The death is coming from up. That you cannot stop.
We can put some cloth here, maybe. Yeah, I can feel. If we put some cloth here, some dhoti, if you have a dhoti. No.
But I can cover yourself. Yes.
When I was in Kathmandu, in the hotel I was staying, there was some draft, and I put one cloth, and
that is possible.
It insulated. If you have a dhoti or something.
Oh, where it says dhoti, they fall down. Where you get so much dhoti?
No, if we fold it up, we can put it
all. No, that's all right, but it is from all sides. Better give me my wrapper. That is.
Yeah.
Anyone would. The document is registered or not?
Not registered.
Why?
I mean, the Dukas had just come back.
Somebody asked him.
That's a question I meant to ask, because that question will start coming up in America. They will say, Krishna is an ordinary man. He was killed by some hunter.
So I do answer.
We haven't been asked. The answer is... very difficult to explain to them.
Yesterday I was answering, you're not present.
No. Were you here?
No. It's during
During Dashan.
Mm-hmm. Mm, what did I answer?
I wasn't here.
How do I answer?
Well, first we have to explain that Krishna has a transcendental body. If they don't understand that, then how can they? How can we explain Krishna? Krishna's
disappearance? That's what I'm asking. How we explain? The answer is that we, giving entities, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We do not die. Na jayate na mriyate eva. Kadachi. At any time. We do not take bath. who do not drive. Nahannate Hannamani Sarire. Even by destruction of this body, we do not die. You know this. So we are part and parcel. If we are eternal, how Krishna can be?
Yes.
If my finger is eternal, how the body is not eternal? How the body can be dead? So, why did he die like that, appearing as dead? And that is his leela. That he has so many leelas. So why this leela? Just to cheat you. You are atheist, and to keep you atheist forever, so that in your life after life you will not understand Krishna. Therefore he is leela. Just to cheat you, because you are atheist, you cannot think of Krishna properly. To keep you in darkness forever, he manifests this.
But why should God want to keep the living why should God want to keep the living entities in darkness?
Because you want to be. You are such a rascal that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mura Janmani Janmani Mahamapra. These envious atheist class, life after life, will not be able to understand this. For this purpose. Find out that bhakti.
This is very good, because I know this question will come up now.
Yeah.
They will find out that there is an Indian...
The atheist class...
Yeah, they'll find out, oh, it says God died, what is this? Then they'll challenge that this is not God, Krishna's ordinary man.
Asurim yonim apana muda jamani jamani mama prapyayiva kontiya tatoyanti yad adamam gatim. Attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life, such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence.
Just to keep you everlastingly in darkness. He shows this, Leela. And see, I am dying. You are right that I am a man. You rascal, Mura, you remain in that condition. This is explained. Otherwise, how Krishna can die? We do not die. It's part and parcel. How he can die?
Well, they will try and separate Krishna from his soul, his body from his soul.
Whatever you do, that is for you. It is not Krishna's actual position. It is for you. Yes, you see, I will die. Just like sometimes Hindu Muslim rat, many deities of Krishna are broken. So the Mahavadan thinks, now Hindu's deity are broken. Finished.
God is dead.
God is dead. So it is like that. By breaking the deity, he thinks that now Hindu's Krishna is dead now. Finished. We are finished. Does it mean that he has broken the deity, that Krishna is finished? But he thinks like that. Yes, we are finished. The Hindu deity. So that he will continue his foolishness that these people worship idol and we can break that. Finished.
This will be very difficult for them to understand.
So how they will understand atheist?
They cannot understand anything.
They can't understand. So keep them in darkness. This is only. No more janma ni janma. The life after life. More ha janma ni janma ni. In another place, Krishna said, Bahuni me janamani, tabacharjuna, otitani, tabacharjuna.
Oh, yeah, Bahuni me viatitani, jamani tabacharjuna, tani hamveda sarvani, natron veda parantapa.
But there's another way they can understand also. Just like in Christianity, they all believe Jesus was killed and then immediately he was alive again. So, in the same way...
After 3 days.
Krishna...
Resurrection.
Yes. So in the same way, Krishna also was appearing again during...
No, Krishna...
Lord Chaitanya's Leela is Krishna.
Never dead. Just like sun. Sun is never out of the sky. It is in my eyes I see the sun is gone. Formerly these residents are believing sun is dead at night. The Christians believe like that. Is it not? Some of the Christians believe that at night sun is dead. And the world is square.
Flat.
This is their knowledge. Lord Buddha, he rejected Vedas. Nindasi jagga vidhirahaha suti jatam. He has been taught that he cannot deny the authority of Vedas. And Lord Buddha, he denied the authority of Vedas. But the devotee, they are worshipping. Keshavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadisa. Lord Buddha, we can understand your pastime. Still, you are Lord. I offer my obeisances. And so the devotees can understand. You cannot understand why Lord Buddha denied the authority of Vedas. To keep you in darkness. He wanted to stop animal killing and he preached ahimsa, non-violence. That was his mission. Now these rascals came forward that in the Jagga Vidhi animal killing is recommended. So why you are stopping animal killing? Lord Buddha replied, I don't care for your Vedas. Does it mean that you did not care? Vedana maniya buddha haila nasti. He played like that I am nasti. I don't believe in your Vedas. But actually, he's not. His mission was different. But these rascals will not understand why he is denying the authority of Vedas. Their atheist, Sanmaya Suradvisham, Lord Buddha appeared to cheat the atheist class of men. Sanmaya Suradvisham. Suradvisham means those who are envious of the believers. Sura, they are called Sura, and those who do not believe in God, they are called Asura. So just to build that way, that here is incarnation. They do not accept incarnation, they do not accept God, what is the question? Incarnate. here is our leader. So they did not believe in God. And Buddha said, never mind, there is no God. We haven't got to believe in God. You believe me or not? Yes, sir, I believe. That is cheating. He is God. He is supporting. They don't believe in God. But believe me. This is cheating. He supported them. Yes, there is no God. But what I say, you believe? Yes. What you say, who say? This is cheating. San Mahaya, Suradhusa. Mahaya. So God has to deal with so many rascals, fools in this material world. Sometimes he displays his first time like that. But who will understand? Only the devotee will understand. So you do not understand Krishna. We are devotees of Krishna. You know the secret. To keep you perpetually in darkness, he manifested such lila that is death. Finished. Just like the idol breaker. They think now that Krishna is finished. We are broken. During Hindu Muslim rites, they do that. They break their mosque and they break their temple and idol.
St. Prabhupada gave the argument, because this one man was challenging, that this Krishna is simply sex symbol, dancing with so many women, having so many queens. So Prabhupada's challenge was, but where is the pregnancy, where is the abortion, when he was dancing with the gopis? Therefore, this is not ordinary. This is beyond the material, it's spiritual. That's a big challenge, David.
Yeah, how can any materialist manage more than a few wives?
Now, apart from that, where is the, if you believe Bhagavatam, that Krishna dances so many thousands of gopis and he has so many wives, so why there was pregnancy? Why the gopis are not pregnant?
Yeah, the gopis never had any children by Krishna. But his wives had 10 each.
10 children each. You cannot say that he was important. Then he could not make the gopis pregnant. That you cannot say. Because when he married, he begot 10 children each wife. 16,000 wives. And 16,000, 10.
160,000.
And their children. Those ones were a very big family. 1 crore. So you cannot say that he is important, and God cannot be important. But why they are not pregnant?
Because he never had.
And why there was no abortion? Contraceptive pills. You dance, immediately there is sex, and there are so many sinful activities after sex. Mulha nabhi janasi, mame paparamamvai. Mulha is how they can understand Krishna. Trivi gunoi bhavi paina. Nahang prakasa sadvasya yoga maya samabhitaha. One boy was asking, what is God? I chastised him, that you are born in India, you're asking, what is God? how degraded they are. First of all, I don't think India, her lands are all sanctioned by prayer. Lord Krishna appeared to him, and he was Indian. You are asking what he's done. How much degraded you Indians have become. Just imagine, first of all.
Naham prakasya sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudoyam navijanati loko mam ajam avyayam. I'm never
mam ajam avyayam.
I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, yoga maya. And so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible.
Just to delude them, cheat them. They want to remain atheist, our life remain atheist. Suffer, genuinely, genuinely, life after life. This is the real explanation. Is that correct answer? Still, there is some argument. Naham prakasa sarvasya, this is it. Why shall I reveal myself to this atheist class? Maya janmani janmani. Let them remain asuras.
Read the purport.
It
may be argued that since Krishna was present on this earth and was visible to everyone, then why isn't he manifest to everyone now? But actually, he was not manifest to everyone. When Krishna was present, there were only a few people who could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the assembly.
If one understands, then he becomes immediately liberated. And the atheist, they cannot understand. They remain always conditioned. If actually one understands Krishna, he is liberated immediately. He's simply waiting for changing this body, that's all. Taktadehaṁ punarjanvayati. One was understood, Krishna is liberated. Jivan mukta sa uccati. Even in this life, he is mukta. Find out that janma karma chudibham yujanati tattva. You rascal, if you could understand Krishna, then immediately you would have been liberated. And if you were liberated, then you would not ask this question. You do not know Krishna. Neither it is possible for you to understand Krishna. You remain in darkness.
On that tape where you were arguing with that man, you asked him, did you read Bhagavad Gita? He was criticizing. But then he asked him, did you read Bhagavad Gita? He said, no.
Yes. Yes. We have created this Vivekananda and Chinmayananda, rasas, so many rasas. They have created such a situation that India people are mostly in darkness. Although God appears here in India. when I executed such thankless task. This Vivekananda, Chinmananda, so many Mahavadis. Ramakrishna is Bhagavan. And what is this certificate that is Bhagavan? He said, he said, I am the same Ram, I am the same Krishna. So he is taking shelter of Krishna to prove he is Godhead. So when I go to original Godhead, where shall I take the initiation? He is maintaining his position that I am the same Krishna. So then same Krishna is authority. So why shall I not go to the same Krishna? Why shall I go to you? Your authority is also Krishna. So I shall give original Krishna and take you an imitation Krishna. You may be the same, but I am not a very intelligent man. Why shall I go to the imitation? I shall go to the original. Is it not? I am not so expert to understand whether you are actual or not. You are saying. There is no proof in the Shastra. So let me go to the original. Is that all right, argument?
Yes.
Why shall I take you? You are supporting, trying to maintain yourself. Everyone says that I am Krishna, I am God. So in India, we have to fight little. There are so many atheists, but mass of people, they are all right.
In the villages, they all still worship Lord Chaitanya. In the villages in Sundarban, they don't worship Ramakrishna. They worship Lord Chaitanya. And also when I was in Dhaka, there was none of this Shakti Puja. There was, they had all temples of Lord Chaitanya there when I was there.
So you take this Dhaka responsibility.
Yes, I will go.
Take that temple. It will be very nice. A great triumph for us.
In the Muslim country. To establish Vaishnavism.
Yes. The temple is nice. And let us renovate it and establish our center. And gradually, if Americans preach there, the Mohammedans will come. If Hindu preach, they will take other way. And when they see the Americans have come, they will take it a little serious. And now we have got philosophy. That is the educated class. We'll understand. We take that, and it will be a great triumph. My Guru Maharaj will be pleased. He established a temple, and Tirtha Maharaj was selling it. But he has no power to go there. He was exchanging. I told you that.
Yes.
I went to the donor and asked him that your temple is being exchanged with the Mahavadam. So they took it seriously and they stopped. This temple was donated by our big Jamindar. They live in Sawabaja. They have got enough property in Dhaka. Big Jamindar, Balihat. How he dared to exchange the temple established by Guru Maharaj for a house in Calcutta. That's what kind of person he was, just imagine. What is the condition of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They're very quiet now. When I came out to Mayapur, I think it was about 10 days ago, I saw a big bus at tourist bus, and this the son came out with a bunch of people to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it's relatively quiet now. There's no actions.
He brought some men from Calcutta.
Yes, he brought some people in a tourist bus.
Indian.
Yes. We have noticed recently many tourist buses there in Mayapur now. They are coming from other areas. Middle class people. They rent this tourist bus and they have been touring Mayapur. Sometimes they come, and at the time of prasadam, they ask, can we get our food here? We're about 40 persons. So we take them over to the prasadam pavilion. They take. But this was never before. Never was there a tourist bus in Mayapur.
No.
Never.
Go? What is the time?
6:10.
I think it's still a little
dark. No, it's light.
It's light? Yeah.
Do you want to give the class in the morning? Should we grab that? Because now there's no speaking in the
hall.
Now you're not speaking in the evening. The devotees won't learn if there's a class in the morning.
They want? No.
Is there anybody want a class in the morning? Yeah, everybody wants. But only as far as it's convenient to you.